the most random things to say ever in the world. So,
okay, but that sentence is literally just my entire existence. Is just if we could rename this podcast, it would just be like the most random things to say.
Yeah, and that's like the epitome of the things I have to talk about today.
I'm so excited.
It's just, aw, I love that it's sitting with you. What's its name?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Let me look it up. I need to look it up because I have also been wondering, but I got it because it reminds me of Charlie. Every time that Moana's so on, cute. The little pig reminds me of Charlie, so I had to get
it. I never watched Moana. It was funny because I was watching your Florida video saying that Moana was like the last, you feel like, movie from almost like childhood, and I was trying to think of mine, and I don't even remember what my like last, like Disney, maybe it was like Toy Story or something like that.
Maybe Toy Story 3, you mean? Like when they go, spoiler alert for Toy Story 3, if you guys haven't watched it yet, when Andy gets rid of them, tell me why.
Just the that's the one with the evil bear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the last.
Why does childhood. Toy Story get me every single time that I watch it? Because first of all, in Toy Story 2, when you learn about how Jesse, oh my God, I don't even know if I can say it. Like, it actually makes me emotional because then I start thinking about my toys that I, like, never thought about because they're living, right?
I think that's what it is. I think we have, like, a connection to inanimate objects. And when they put feelings and emotions to them and they're sad, it's like, I hope my toys are okay. No, they're happy.
When she talks about how much she loved, like, the girl that played with her, and then the girl accidentally leaves her at the little, like, picnic, and then she never sees the girl again. Okay.
That's why you can never get rid of any of your childhood toys. You can't.
And I have. Like, they're gone.
Me too.
But then
me too.
I started thinking about, too, like, in Toy Story 3, when Andy is going to college and he's getting rid of all of his toys, and they're sitting there, and they're so excited they think that he's about to play with them again.
It's truly heartbreaking. You don't realize that these toys have feelings. Truly.
No, because you grow up watching Toy Story, and then you don't realize that, like, for me, as well, when Toy Story 3 came out, like, I wasn't anywhere near that age yet of, like, going to college, but it made me think, though, I was past the point of playing with my toys, and I was like, oh my God, like, you don't even realize that one day you, like, going to Disney made me full-on spiral because I was like, no, you did play with your toys for the last time, and you never realized that you went to the park with your friends for the last time, that you, like, played with your, I can't even think about it.
Disney will do that to you. I think that's why people that love Disney love it so much, because it brings you back to a sense of childhood, and, like, the magic of it. Like, that's, I think that's why people love it so much.
See, and for me personally, I don't think I could ever go back because I'm like, you know what? I
can't spiral.
I can't dwell on my childhood. No. I can't. We can't unpack that right now. That's for a therapist to do.
No, truly. Perfect. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Bookmarked. We are so sorry. Last week we were not here, but that's okay because we have so much to talk about now. I feel like we haven't talked in the way we FaceTime, but I feel like we haven't, like,
no, but I feel like we purposely evaded topics that we would talk about on the podcast.
We didn't talk about anything related to topics we could talk about on here. Well, buckle up. I got some topics for us.
That's
for
why
this episode.
I literally have a blanket. I have this little pig. I'm just gonna be Pig, and I have my dough, and I'm sad. What is that TikTok audio? Yeah, that's what I'm referencing.
What's your dote today? Do you want to share that first before we get into it? Oh, love.
This coffee. Is a huge cup of coffee that
I was gonna say
on.
That looks big. That's it a is. Big mason jar. That might be bigger than your head. She said, "Fill her up." Have you seen the TikToks of the? Or I think I saw it on Reels. Actually, it was a girl had like a glass purse, but she filled it up with coffee.
Yes.
That was so funny.
That's me when I say I have purse. That's what I mean.
That's the purse you have.
Purse full of coffee.
I made a matcha.
Oh, take me back. Been a year since we met up, and now you're back in your matcha era. Because when I met Sarah in person, she was like, no to coffee. It was always like, no, we have to go get a matcha. Get a matcha.
And I'm back. She's back. The bitch is back. Anyway, I made a matcha. Since I like loved my hot coffee, I just can't drink iced coffee right now. So I'm doing matchas for the time being. Yeah.
That's insane.
I know. It's really good though. I'm really loving it. Anyway, also, before I get into all my topics, thank you to everyone who sent in the Pitbull songs that you listened to and your homework for that. I posted, when I said, like, send in the song you listened to on the story, I didn't realize, like, not everyone probably listened to that part of the podcast, so people were just sending in the songs they're listening to. So I got a whole list of some really good new music now, but I did see some people listening to great Pitbull songs. Pitbull's Following Me and Destiny Around now. They played it in my workout class this morning, too.
Oh my gosh, I was about to say, my gym also did the homework, because when I walked in today, I didn't have headphones on, and they're playing Fireball at 7 o'clock in the morning.
What a way to start the day. I think
it
also
made me want to drink.
Oh, at 7 a.m. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
People say I gotta drink
it. Why was that song stuck in my head the other night? Anyway, also,
are you being serious, or are you like doing a callback to our conversation?
No, yeah, when we were on the phone, I was singing it. What did you think? I was just talking about a different time.
No, I thought that you were, because remember on the phone, I had started singing it as soon as me and Sarah get on FaceTime, and then I was singing it, and then I stopped, and then Sarah started singing it, and this is something that Sarah does. I swear, if you guys listen to the podcast, you will tell. I will, like, sometimes it gets cut out, but I'll start the episode singing a song. 5 minutes later, Sarah will start singing it, and she always looks at me and goes, I don't know why that song's in my head.
Every single time.
And I'm like, Sarah, fail. Because I was singing it 5 minutes ago.
I'm like, where did this song come from?
I'm just it's a voice in Destiny. The back of your head.
It's also a week of mourning because March 25th, 2015, you know where you were when Zane left the band.
So. That is so crazy that you said that, because I learned that fact last night in the video that I was watching.
Destiny sent me a picture this morning. She said at 2 a.m. she was watching like a deep cut, like lore video of just One Direction and like everything, and
just drama,
on the picture on the picture she sent me, if you guys were like into One Direction or whatever, it was of Mr. X, like that whole fiasco.
That was
like,
crazy.
Wow, you really know
about
everything. Isn't that crazy? Imagine real time when that was happening. I came home from school freaking out.
It was literally probably a 10-year-old on their parents' computer that was like, Harry Styles, count your days. I know Sarah was sweating. I know she was. I know she was literally like,
I was freaking out. I was on Twitter like refreshing all of the fan pages, waiting for someone to give an update. I don't know, that was a crazy time. But yeah, I remember being in my, I think it was my social studies class in high school. I was sitting there and my friend came in and he was like, Sarah. I was like, what? He's like, I'm so sorry, did you hear the news? Because he knew, like my friend group knew that I really, only thing I talked about. Oh, I remember where I was. I remember opening my Twitter again. And I just like, what a time.
Now, how much did you care about Zane?
I thought someone died. Like, I was still Niall. Like, Niall was always my, like, I was a Niall girly. But when Zane left, I was like, like, true.
Our unproblematic king, also, that I learned, the only drama that he was in was, like, everybody was like, let Niall sing. He's getting his mic turned off. And I was like, oh, my God. And then also that Ed Sheeran, of all people, wrote a diss track on Niall.
Yeah. Well, Zane was also, I don't know if it was Louis and Zane, why do I feel like it was, but there was like a Twitter beef with another boy band. I don't know if they talked about that.
Yes, they did. Yeah. That was the first thing. In the video I was watching, it was on Carly's video, and she was talking about, and I was like, no, this is so true, because I can remember it too, because I was too young for Twitter, but I remember like, there weren't social media managers, because social media was so new. Mm-hmm. So celebrities were just straight up like going at each other on their Twitter.
It was such a time. I would have notifications on for all of them, and whenever they would tweet, like I would start replying, because sometimes they would randomly reply to like fans and stuff, like casually. Ugh. Yeah, that was
you
crazy.
Were in it. You were in
oh,
it.
Oh, you have no. I was in it.
The
yeah,
fact that
so.
You had on notifications and you were like, "I'm waiting for a reply."
Oh, all the time. That Twitter is also. I don't have. Wait, was this balloons? Whenever Destiny does like hand gesture, sometimes our streaming service will like throw up something, and she just did something and balloons just popped up.
I literally went like this, like I need to stop talking to my hands, I think is what they're telling us.
Yeah, but only your side. My side never does it. Aww. Is that Charlie's lamb?
Yes, it's huge, and you can just see it. You guys can't see it in the camera angle, but on our, hey, you,
yeah, it's a big lamb.
It's a big, getting like Cody Ko used to do this joke that was like, I wish you guys could see this. Like, you know, like yeah. talking about something that you don't have the camera towards. It's just like, I wish you guys could see what I'm talking about right now. Turn the camera around. But
the big yeah. M. Yeah, anyway, so shout out.
I saw somebody say that Zayn has been listening to One Direction music recently.
I saw this last night. Yeah. I think someone, they were saying he's going to like go on tour or something, but he just came out with a new song, which is really, really good. Honestly, his first solo album after he left the band, I didn't really like love. Like, I just didn't really like that kind of music. I don't just sit and listen to. Like, I listen to it, but his new song is really good. And I think, I don't know where the audio came from him talking about it, but he said he's been listening to like One Direction songs. And when he goes on tour, like, he would sing You and I, which,
oh, if yeah, you know, I Zayn's note in that.
And you like, it's a.
That's what it is. Notice it's
exactly what it sounds like too. Yeah, it's exactly what he sounds like.
I just had to get them an audible thing.
But no, it's crazy because in all the years since Zayn left One Direction, he's never really acknowledged it because it's been like
it's
he had
traumatic
a
form, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So him talking about it like openly and publicly is so crazy, and that means like we're in a healing stage, which means like One Direction's coming back.
Sarah somehow always gets here.
Listen, I believe it. Maybe not soon.
I'll sit right there with you and I'll believe it too.
Someone's got to come to the concert with me.
2028.
Is that the year we're going to
see? I'll put that out there. I'll put that out there, 2028.
I'll be 28 years old. Okay. I don't like that. Anyway, can I tell you what happened, what I saw this morning?
I mean, yeah, go for it.
So I was driving to, I'm going to send you the video, actually, because I took a video of it. I was driving to my workout class. Wait, I'm not sending it yet, actually, because I want to say it first, and then you can watch it. But I was driving my workout class this morning, and when you get to a certain light, you can either go straight and take the back roads, or I can turn left and do, like, the highway. So I always do the highway because it's faster, but today I was like, maybe I'll go straight. And as soon as I got to the light, I changed my mind. I was like, no. I want to take the highway, it's quicker. So I turn left, go to the highway, and like this specific highway that I take, there's like usually a lot of cops on it. They're like sitting in the middle. So it's like normal that there's like people pulled over and stuff, but I'm driving and I finally get to my exit and someone's pulled over, but there's four cop cars behind them, like lights on and everything, four of them. And all the cops are outside of the car. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I go to my workout class, and as I'm leaving, I get back on the highway, take that way home. And as soon as I yield in, the same car still pulled over. Now there's like 10 or 11 cop cars, all lights on, with the same car still pulled over. And I'm like, what is happening? Am I at the scene of a crime? I'll send you the video. It was crazy. Like, all lights were on. People were just casually, we're all driving by. But like, it looks like, wait, just watch the video. It's crazy how many cop cars there were. I was like, what is going on? But like, the guy was still in the car. Like, no one got out of the car.
And there's people on the side of the road, though.
All the cops. Do you see how many cops there are right behind that first cop car? I don't know what was going on. I'm really curious, and I'm hoping like it's like posted in like that town news or something.
They look like they're like, because in this
it's like state police. It's like not just like a
they
all state police.
They're standing on the side of the road like they're looking for something in the woods because they're right by that wooded area.
Something's fishy's going on. I was like shook. How many cops like showed up, and they're all like state police, like, so if I find out what happened, I'll let you guys know. I just thought that was really crazy. Who saw Harry Styles in the Strand bookstore?
Did you?
No, on TikTok. On TikTok. Oh. Did I not send that to you? Have you not seen
this? Is it the one with the flowers? No.
I don't know. There's been a lot of pictures of him, but I don't remember who he was with. He was recently with James Corden, but it wasn't him. He was walking around the city, which already on edge, like, why are you here? And he went into the Strand bookstore. Like, there's like a video of him leaving the bookstore, you know, the one with like the, you know,
the one time
about.
That we're not in the Strand.
The one
like,
time
we're always there.
It's just when you're like when you've been somewhere and then you see like he's also there.
I've heard that he really likes the pickle shop that's like by the Strand. I've heard that when he's in the city, he frequents the areas. Also, I heard that he's in the city because I watched Taylor Russell's What's in My Purse. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she's in a play right now in New York. Mm-hmm. So that may be why he's there.
Yeah. he's also been on his break for so long. I feel like he hasn't been in the city. I feel like he usually like goes for like his, like, usually when I see pictures from the city, he's like on a run or something, like East Village, but like he was in Soho, like over there. I was like, I need to head to the city. I'll be in the city in April, so maybe he'll still be there.
Hopefully. But I saw that he was at a party last night or something with James Corden for his English friend.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
Football player.
Oh.
Well, I sent it to you. The paparazzi photos, and he like completely has his neck turned this way. They're like right in front of him, and he like is not letting them see his face, and he looks like he's sprinting for his life.
Oh, wait, really? I haven't seen.
I think it's like all, if it's all over my For You page, I know it's all over Sarah's For You page.
It'll get there. Oh yeah, I see. Why is he running like that? Aww. The way he's like completely turned around.
No, because that would be me. If there's paparazzi, I too would also just like break my neck the other way.
Like, as if people don't know it's Harry Styles. Yeah, I still get TikToks like once a day that he's almost done with his new album. Which is making me spiral.
And I believe
day.
It, because isn't it a thing? This may not be true, and this is just one of those things that I'm just assuming. But isn't it? Because I do that professionally, if you guys didn't know. I just assume things with no facts. But isn't it like on your team, there's a certain person's job that they control some of the stuff about you put out in the media? So like they'll like tell like a source, but it's to kind of get people talking about it and to bring up hype and speculation around something. Like, don't
like a PR
have
stunt
to do it. Yeah, like so.
Yeah,
it would make sense that this source, because it's like way too like specific almost about his album. This is the genre. This is the mood of the album. Like, yeah. I guarantee it's somebody on his team that is like putting these whispers out there. So I think it's true.
All right, that's one way to get me to believe it. You can say anything.
Do you think that he's still gonna do like, you know, his fashion at Love on Tour? Do you think he still like dresses like that, or do you think?
No, well, I feel like every tour he's had different
eras,
styles, like
styles, like, if you will.
Yeah, perfect word. Like the one before this one, his last tour or his first tour, completely different. Like he was not wearing what he does now, and then the one before this one, the most recent one, he wore like his overalls and like his trousers, and then this one he like went out of the box, and like every date was different, but they were definitely like colorful and patterned and stuff. So I feel like the next one's gonna be different.
His cute little outfits.
Oh no, that was one of the best parts, like seeing what he was gonna wear when he came out.
They like, eat refreshing. The outfits eat.
Yeah, I refreshed Harry florals, like that was like a full-time job. Like, there, you know who Harry Florals is, the Instagram
yes.
page? Yeah. Oh, so I would refresh their page like when Harry had a show. What a time. I miss it so much. I can't wait for him to be on tour again. Did you see Travis and Taylor are on vacay?
Yeah, I saw they were in the Bahamas, and then I saw them at Nobu in Malibu, but that whole entire situation annoyed me because I saw a guy on TikTok and everybody was speculating that she was yelling at him. And I'm like, if you guys look at that, because there's also like the live photo that they posted of like her, and she's like talking like this, and you're just kind of catching her like she's like kind of throwing her arm out or something. And I'm like, if you guys think that that is yelling at him, you guys never want to see me and my boyfriend's conversations, because I'm just, she's like an animated talker. I feel like I'm
talking
a very
with
animated
her hands.
Talker, like, yeah, with your facial expressions and your hands and everything's just big when you talk. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she's not yelling at him. This guy went on a rampage, and he was literally like, and I mean, he got what he wanted out of it, because one, it was just for like likes and stuff, and he wanted to like stir up drama and like get people to stitch and do at him, like it was one of those videos, because he was like, ooh, she's yelling at him, like this is giving, like, why the F would you do that, blah blah blah, like just saying stuff that's like so,
yeah, just
like,
making stuff up. I didn't see that. I need to look that
yeah
one up now.
Thank God, because I mean, thank God he didn't, because it was so annoying
yeah
to watch. But
yeah,
I never know how to feel, because like the photos taken of them in the Bahamas, I see them, but I try not to like them, because I just feel so bad that like they're trying to have a private moment and somebody's like zooming in with a camera,
yeah,
like following them through. Like, yeah. I would not want that.
Yes. It feels more invasive when they're like on a personal vacation rather than them like walking around the city or like going to dinner.
Yeah. Cause it's like, it's
public.
Still paparazzi's annoying, period. I just think whatever, but isn't it so messed up how we can say that paparazzi's annoying, but then like we eat up the pictures that the paparazzi
yeah
takes, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
yeah,
like
it's
one
so
of those
contradicting
things that, yeah, when I find myself like liking the photos, I'm like, oh, This is the problem. This is why paparazzi still do what they do and still harass celebrities.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, just the paparazzi, like, on the beach with them. Like, it's got to be weird.
It's insane. But I will say, so parasocial, and I'm going to say it. I know it's parasocial. But, like, sometimes if I like a couple and they're just dating. So, for example, if you guys remember, like, a month or two ago, I kind of had an anxious moment on the podcast whether or not Tom and Zendaya were still dating. Like, I'll, like, randomly think about it. Do you remember when we were sitting in your car and I looked Emma at you Chamberlain? And I said, yeah, and I was like, I don't think Emma Chamberlain and her boyfriend are still together. Kid you not, was it, like, a week later that it got announced that they broke up?
Yeah.
Like, so I'll think that sometimes, and I was like, ooh, I wonder, like, what Taylor and Travis are up to. The next day, all of those photos came out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're like a psychic at predicting, like, when when things will be put out. Like, you think of them before they're, like, photographed into the world.
Well, no, because even when I, like, went on the pod or, like, said something about Tom and Zendaya and how I was, like, scared, the next week, the photos came out. After, like, months of them not being photographed together, next week, photos came out. I swear they're looking out for me. They're like, oh, Destiny's on to us. We need to, like, make an announcement. Yeah. And I'm like...
Well, I hope Harry Styles' team knows you're onto them so they can make an announcement soon.
Well, yeah, no, because I was even thinking about him and Taylor the other day. Taylor Russell. That's her last name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next day I saw the photos of them out on the front steps of wherever they were staying.
Yeah. And people were saying that was staged, but it literally looked just like they were looking for like an Uber or something. Like they were looking both ways. He had his phone out. Like, I think he was waiting for, like, a car or something. Like, I don't think that was staged.
Sorry that they just look high fashion and, like, they're shooting a Gucci ad at all times. They're just, like, she is literally beautiful.
Yeah, like, that looked great.
Yeah, I know. I can't relate to looking like I'm shooting a high fashion ad at all times. If that same exact paparazzi photo was taken of me, I would look like I had resting bitch face. I would look like a mess.
Yeah, and then people... I don't know what they looked up. I think the bag, he was holding the duffel bag. And like, I love when people do this when they post the price. They're like, I forget that they're famous. Like, they're rich. Like, they're millionaires.
I saw somebody say,
like, just trying to buy the bag, but it's thousands of dollars.
They saw somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I love her outfit. And then it's like, I forget that these people are rich and like, they're not just like Levi jeans. Even Levi jeans are expensive, but it's like you look up somebody's jeans because you think they're cute and then you realize that they're literally $3,000.
So much money. Like, I think it's so funny. Yeah, like, you forget.
Yeah,
I always think about it.
All of Taylor's shoes at her Air Tour Louis Vuittons.
Yeah, yeah, or like her Super Bowl outfit. I remember someone posting.
And like the black little top. Is that you wouldn't think it was that much?
No, I think that's why people like look it up to see, and then it's like, oh, I forget they're rich. Like this is not a $50 T-shirt, you know.
I think I did that with when she got seen out. It was around her birthday, and she was wearing the kind of like moon dress, like it was like the short dress, and it had like a little moon and stars on it, and I was like, oh my god, wait, I love that dress. Yeah, babe, you do not have Taylor Swift's budget. I don't know what I was thinking.
Instagram, I opened Emily Henry's story.
I am a psychic. Literally, I'm a psychic because I was literally about to tell you, hold on, because I'm going to guess what you're about to talk about.
As you can guess said, the next what about, one, too.
Okay, because I knew, oh my god. Okay, go
we
on.
We had to talk about it, but this is so me of a me thing to do, but I opened her story. This is like when she posted that the movie script was done and I opened it. I was like, oh, why are they writing another beach read book? Because I thought it was
did I send you it? And then you said that to me. You were like, what is this? And I was like, what do you mean?
I didn't understand it was like a script. I don't know why I didn't click. I literally just thought someone was like rewriting beach read. I was like, why are they doing that? But anyway, she posted or she reposted, I think it was on St. Patty's Day, a picture of Paul Mescal. I don't know how to say his last name.
Mescal.
And I forgot the actress's name. It was a selfie of them, and it was like a little St. Patty's like emoji on it. And I started to spiral because I was like, is this a casting for something? She has so many movies like in process, I'm assuming. Like, she has like all of them becoming a movie?
I think.
Except Happy Place?
Did Book Lovers get?
I think so. I think Book Lovers, People Mean on Vacation, and Beach Read.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
I was really only keeping up with Beach Read.
Well, yeah, I think that's the one that's, like, probably first, but I thought it was spiraling. I thought it was being delusional. I thought maybe she just reposted it because she likes them as actors, but then people confirmed, everyone confirmed they're also thinking the same thing. And
well, as soon as she posted it, because she had just posted about the script being written, and then she was, she like never posts stuff like that on her Instagram story. So I knew as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, okay.
I know, but people don't like, they're trying to figure out like which one they think that it'll be for. Like, they don't know if it'll exactly be for like Beatrice, those two acting, or if she's working on another one.
I think it's Beatrice because she's posting about that one, so it would make sense that she's kind of putting the. Maybe I'm just attached to the idea of Logan Learman being Gus, but I don't like Paul. And I recently have sent you a TikTok where I was like, okay, maybe I, like, you know, like how the girlies love Paul. Like, okay, like maybe it's like starting to make sense in my brain. And then I was like, no, he is not Gus to me. I love the actress, she's in The Bear, and I love her. Like, I love her.
Yeah, that's where I saw when I looked her up.
Well, but then I say this, but there's a big but with a comma, because right before we filmed the podcast, it came up on my For You page of like somebody doing an edit, and they put like a bunch of photos. They started putting in photos of him with like his little film camera, and like she was doing little bookish stuff, and I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Maybe he will do this up. Justice.
I think he will. Like, picturing him say like, I feel overwhelmed you exist. Like,
is he gonna have an American accent?
I just read Butcher Learn Blackbird, and the guy's Irish. So every time I would read him speaking, I would have like Niall Horan or like Paul Mescal or someone's Irish accent in my head. I thought it was so funny. I also was going to talk about One Day, but you didn't watch or finish the book, right?
No, I haven't.
Right. We'll save that one for when the time comes. We're really nearing April. How are we feeling? How are we preparing for not only Funny Story, but the new album? The time, it's gonna like creep up really fast. We have like less than a month, right?
Yeah. For both? Does it come out the 19th, the album?
Something comes out the 20th, and something comes out,
wait, Funny Story comes out the 23rd.
23rd?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look up when the album comes out.
Why'd you believe me?
Yeah, April 19th. So this is first. Which is crazy, we're gonna have the album for the book. Like, what a great little combination.
Actually, there are so many books coming out in April, like all of these new releases.
Many.
I'm sat.
It's gonna be a good month. We have
it's the Rule Book, Wild Love, Taming Seven, Funny Story,
just for the summer.
Holly Jackson's new book comes out this month as well.
Yes.
There were a few other ones, I think, that like come out that I've just been looking at. But I'm sat. I'm literally sat. I'm ready to find my first 5-star of the year in the fourth month.
I feel like the April is going to be the month for you to find one.
Yeah. I have a video idea that you guys can get excited for. And it's essentially like, you know how we do the like, this video ends when I find a 5-star? It's kind of like that, but I want to do, since there are so many, like, I feel like both of our most anticipated releases, like a chunk of them comes out this month. I think I'm gonna make the video, how many, like, 5-star search, how many 5-stars can I find in one video, and basically just reading all of them, and because they're basically all of them are like 5-star predictions for me, so it's like, let's see like how this actually.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I literally need to find a 5. Imagine none of them are 5-star.
Well, that's what makes me like worried when you like go into it, when you have like an anticipated 5-star, like you feel like it's gonna be 5-star and it's not. It's just, it is so sad when it just ends up not being what you expected. I feel
like with Emily Henry specifically, because I feel like that's what we're both the most excited for. Well,
I'm really excited for Just for the Summer and Wild Love.
That's what I was about to say.
And like, all the other ones we just
I feel like I'm so tired of all of them, but I think for me, because Emily Henry is, like, if you asked me my favorite author, I think I would just say her every single time.
Yeah.
But for me, like, before Happy Place came out, everything that she came out with or that I read was compared to Beach Read, because Beach Read had always, like, stayed my favorite. When I read Book Lovers, I loved it because I loved Charlie Lastra, which is the guy from that book. But I compared everything to Beach Read. Nothing really compared. Now, Happy Place came out, and I feel like that changed the game for me. Like, I love Beach Read, but I love Happy Place, because I feel like you bring in the friend aspect too. Like, that just did something to me within the relationship as well. And now, Funny Story, I'm like, like you're putting this up against Happy Place, but I've been seeing everybody say it's their favorite Emily Henry book.
I've seen that too, which is she really does outdoes herself.
Her writing gets so good, like every time she comes out with a new book, you can just tell where she like genuinely kind of, I feel like, studies her craft and looks at like kind of like stuff that she's done and tries to like do better depending on like the vibe of the book. I don't know. I feel like you also have to look at the vibe, because I feel like Funny Story, I don't get the vibe that it's going to be more emotional. Like, I feel like Happy Place was very emotional, and I feel like this one may be a little bit more of like, it reminds me of People We Meet on Vacation, where it's more rom-com-y than like emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I don't know how
to pull out the emotional parts.
For
my beach read reread this summer. Woohoo! I look forward to it every year now.
I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited for Just for the Summer, because Abby Jimenez, one, her covers eat every single time, but also
so
like
cute.
She does the same thing where it's so rom-com-y and fun, but she also always has a side plot that's like, wow, okay, heart's broken.
Yeah, she does that too. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for that. And then Elsie Silver, it's just like fun little cowboys.
This one's Billionaire. Brother's best, not brother's, well yeah, her brother's best friend, her best friend's little sister. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the age difference, but I know it's a little sister.
I'm so excited. I love that cover so much. I literally, even if I remember, I would hate it, which I don't think that world exists, but I would just, I think, always love it because I love the cover so much.
Stunning.
Show-stopping.
I'm going stunning. To her book signing at the Ripped Bodice is in April.
That is so exciting.
I'm so excited.
I can't believe you get to meet her.
I know. That's going to be so crazy. I'm so excited.
That is going to be so much fun.
So much fun. And then, what is the rule book part of, what's it called?
The cheat sheet?
Or is it its own sports romance?
I think it's its own. Like,
isn't it Fake Fiancé? Did I make that up?
Yeah, it almost really reminds me of the cheat sheet, because it's like she's his sports agent and they went to high school together or something. Oh my God, I may be making this up, but this is like all from memory. That they have like a history and he's a football player and she like manages him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she works for him, but they've been like best friends in the cheat sheet.
Yeah.
But what I liked about cheat sheet, which I know it's not everyone's fan favorites, but I liked the like the football players, like his friends, when they like got involved and they were like all buddy buddy with her. I just thought it was so fun because she's like the ballerina. It was cute.
Oh, I loved that. Like when you read the book and you like find out why it's called the cheat sheet and it like involves his friends. Like, it was so cute. It was fun. I don't care what you guys say. That book is so cute. I don't even care if you say it's cheesy. It's cute and it's fun.
It definitely
and
is
giggling.
Cheesy. Yeah. I love her books. I'm excited for the rule book. What else was there? I'm excited for, well, I actually haven't read. I only read Good Girl's Guide to Murder. Also, wait, I'll get to that in a second. I haven't read Five Survive yet, but I'm really excited for her new book. I'm in such a thriller mood, so that one's gonna be fun.
I loved Five Survive. Like,
I know, I need to get it.
It was like, the thing that I always say that I really like about Holly Jackson is that she does put her books like in young adult, but sometimes you even like kind of close the book for a second and you're like, I cannot believe she just like wrote about this in a young adult universe. Like, the fact like she goes there, like there's like a line that you feel like maybe you just kind of either will like allude to something or you won't talk about because it maybe feels a little bit more like gory or like a little bit more kind of raw for a thriller in the young adult. And she goes there.
Yeah,
she's not afraid to do some things
in
her
books.
I'm not
afraid to take a stand.
I can't believe we're singing Eminem on this podcast.
That's true. Listen, I'm a 50 Cent stan.
Oh my God.
When I grew up, my dad like only played Eminem, so I have a backlist of Eminem songs in my brain.
Oh no.
Stored
my brother
somewhere.
Loves and has always, and so does my dad, they love Eminem. Grew up listening to Eminem. I don't like Eminem's music at all. It's just not for me.
Yeah,
I can't do it. There are some songs, like maybe his like earlier music.
On our runs, Chris, I tell him, can you please play music like through his phone, because I don't bring my phone because he likes to track it. He started playing 50 Cent. He was like, maybe this will help.
Aww, like, the fact that he knows.
I was like, yeah.
He's like, I know. Well, What day was it? Doesn't it depend on the day if you're listening to 50 Cent?
I told him it was only leg day, so it's like kind of hard to run to because I run to throwbacks, but he doesn't like to run to throwbacks, so we're kind of trying to compromise on the music.
Oh, okay.
He said he'll make a playlist soon, so we'll see what's in there. Olivia Rodrigo's Spilled album, Spilled Deluxe.
You know, oh, absolutely.
I was loved so excited because I feel like when... It's the same thing we talked about, like when Medicine still hasn't been like studio version, but he sings it on tour, Harry, but she was singing Obsessed on tour and
she finally it wasn't out yet. It.
It's so good.
I'm going to be listening to that song all summer with my windows down. And also, okay, it's all over TikTok right now. Don't come for me, guys. I do not like the song So American. I don't like the like.
Oh, really?
I don't like it. Like, I don't know.
I like it because I saw a TikTok and it said the girlies in 2015, if this song was out like for the fanfics, like it would have eaten. Because he said
that
like,
makes a lot of sense for you. It makes a lot of sense for you.
Like once you start using that, yeah. But I can see what you mean.
It. I don't know. I just don't. I don't like the vibe of the song. I guess I think like because I was trying to listen to it multiple times in the car. Sometimes you can't listen to a song once and then say you didn't like it. You have to let it marinate.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. But I love Stranger. I love Obsessed. I loved Scared of My Guitar. Oh, Scared of My Guitar is like me with my notebooks. Like what is written in my notebooks? I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just sit in my room and I sit on the ground and I listen to Scared of My Guitar. And I'm like, yeah. Mm,
a little relatable. That was like
that's a little bit too deep.
she knew what she was doing with that one. Which one is it with the... like acoustic guitar? That one took me a little bit to like I didn't like it the first time.
Is it Scared of My Guitar or is it Stranger? I think it might, I don't know, it could be either one of them, but it might be Stranger. I love Stranger.
Maybe it's that one.
Oh, I don't even think about that song.
I'm honestly not sure, but one of them. But now I love it.
Stranger is crazy because you can tell it's still about, oh my god, I almost said Josh Richards. That's just not true. I'm just blanking on his name right now. Joshua Bassett. Thank you so much. But it's kind of beautiful because it's like, you know, oh my God, what was the first album called?
Sour.
Oh my God. Wait. Sour. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sour was all about kind of like, you know, her being deeply emotional and hurt, and then I feel like Stranger is like full circle of like, yeah, like this sucks, but like it's fine. Like I'm in a place now where I can appreciate what we had and I can look back at it fondly and I'm fine because like if you don't deserve me, it's fine. I've moved on. I'm like, yeah, I love that. I love it.
Yeah. That song gave me chills because she says like, no, you're a stranger I know everything about, and that always
and then of course you know I'm driving, I'm listening, and then I'm relating it to a bunch of different book characters. And you can imagine who.
What
you can imagine who.
It's what you do when you listen to a song. Also like when artists come out like breakup albums, it's like hard to kind of relate sometimes, so I'm always thinking of just book characters. I'm like, well, this makes so much sense.
That is so crazy because literally this morning I was driving and I literally was like, I'm either going to talk about this on the pod or I'm going to make a TikTok about my random thoughts lately, that because I've been listening to Friends by Gracie Abrams and We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande. And I'm like, I can't relate to the songs, but I will relate them to the fictional characters and then act like I am that fictional character.
Yeah, and then I will
relate it to me through that. I'll think in the mindset of this character and then I'll listen to the song and I'm like, yeah, that hits.
And then I spiral because they're not real. And I'm the delusion in the head of like relating the songs to like a fictional couple with a fictional breakup and fictional problems. So crazy.
No, like it's insane for sure. Like I think if I would have looked at like somebody who doesn't read and I would go, yeah, like when I'm in my car, I just kind of think about like Julian Hates when I listen to the song and like I am him. They would look at me and they would be like, oh, so you definitely need to seek some therapy. For sure. I feel like that's in your future. No. I'll have what she's having is what you should be saying about my delusion.
I love listening to songs and relating it to book characters. Why does it hit harder?
No, it does. Because I think that if we could relate to those songs, obviously they would hit hard. But since you can't, and then you relate it to an outlet that then you can relate.
Yeah. In relation. Yeah. Because like my last breakup was high school. Like one of my... I'm on the Stranger song now. I am far past that. Nothing to really relate to that.
There's been so much good music come out lately. Too Sweet by Hozier. Oh my god.
I was so nervous too, because when it blows up on TikTok, I get like, not annoyed with it, but like when I hear it so many times, I'm like, not that I'm not as excited, but like I've heard it so many times on TikTok before it came out.
You feel like you've listened to it already.
Yeah. Oh. Not true.
His vocals.
So good.
Oh my god, his vocals, it's like they speak to my bones. Like I feel so like good. My bones shake when I have that song.
You feel it in your soul.
No, like actually, like just even his song too, like when he builds up to the chorus in that song, holy crap. Like he's just like,
it's
so good.
A song to put on repeat.
Makes me like clench my fist. Like it's so good. And the thing is that I wanted to feed into the lore about Brittany and him and a song being about her.
It was so funny too, because like on his post, it's not just on like TikToks about the song.
No, they were literally going to his post, and she's met him and spoke to him, and like they were going and telling him like this about Brittany, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's definitely. I feel like he's probably seen.
Oh, absolutely.
At least one comment. So funny. I also feel like he wouldn't be like mad about it. Like I think he would laugh at it.
No, I think he thinks it's funny.
He's like a girl's girl, a girl's guy.
Oh my god, I've been yelling this entire time. And I don't realize it because I have on headphones.
You're screaming into the mic.
No, I am screaming. And it's not even about the audio level. It's about the, like, my family is in this house and they've been hearing me scream.
Why is that? Not that it's embarrassing, but it's like when you notice that you've been screaming. That was like when we're on FaceTime and we were talking so loud. And then I realized it's quiet in my whole house because everyone's sleeping. My brother's next door to me. Walls are thin. They've heard everything.
Oh my god. No, like, when I just said yeah, and then I was like, no, that's the volume I've been speaking at this entire time.
Your whole house has just been sitting and listening to the podcast, but only from one side because they can't hear me. That's the best part. The house just thinks we're both just talking to ourselves for an hour or two.
It's my
favorite part.
The first time, like when we first started the podcast, and you would have to like send me your video, and then you like, we lost it the first time that we like had to watch just like the clip, because it just looks like, it looks manic. It looks manic.
When I send Destiny the clip that you see of like my side, it's from my camera, so I send it to her over to her, and when I'm not talking, she doesn't have her side of the clips yet, so it's I'm just like this, and it looks like insane. It looks like I'm just like talking to nothing.
This microphone, me holding it, I do just want to start breaking out into song. Somebody turn on some karaoke.
That looks like it's hooked up to a karaoke machine.
No. I want to do karaoke so bad.
We should do it. Oh.
I'm still screaming. I am still screaming.
I think we should do karaoke. We went for Danny's birthday in the city. There's a little karaoke bar where it has like the rooms for like just you and your friends to go in. It was so fun. Yeah, thank God. Maybe I would with someone in like a place that's not like little rooms, but it was so fun. I don't know who made them, but in Magnolia Park's Universe Instagram has them linked, and you can. One is, which Magnolia Park's Universe girl are you? And then the other one is, who is your MPU boyfriend? I think could be interesting. Okay. Which one do you want to do first?
Can we do what girl?
First one. You've had a rough day. You immediately go shopping on New Bond Street, make a cup of tea with two sugars, cook a lavish meal for the people you tolerate or love, put sweats on and read a book, drop by your best friend's house to distract yourself with their problems. Put sweats on and read a book.
See, I'm between that and go shopping, but I know that I couldn't go shopping on New Bond Street because isn't that like all the designer stuff? Like, so I'll say put sweats on and read a book.
All right. Okay. You're going out with the full box set. Which outfit do you choose?
Okay, so there's four outfits.
There's I think I'm gonna go with the black dress with the black sweater and the black outfit.
I wish I could say none of these, but I think I'm going to say the one with the green Birkin.
Okay. She's popping
Pop
out.
Pop of color.
Which sentence best describes your love life at the moment? I've been in love with the same boy since I was 15. What love life? I'm too focused on school and work to be in a relationship right now. Currently torn between two guys. I can't seem to make up my mind. I'm in love with the guy who thinks we're keeping it casual. Well, I wasn't 15, but I'm picking that one.
Yeah, same.
Your birthday's coming up. Which destination are you going to choose? Lake Como, Paris with my besties, Isle of Anglesey, or somewhere tropical like Bali? I'm going Lake Como, I think.
No, so am I.
We're going to get the same girl. What song makes you emotional when it comes on during shuffle? Rumble / Fred Again, If the World Was Ending, Homesick, Texas Hold'em. That one makes me want to dance, Texas Hold'em. I think I'm going to say Homesick by Noah Kahan and Sam Fender.
None of these make me emotional. But I guess I would say If the World Was Ending.
Okay, you're involved in some drama. What's it about? Someone was being an asshole to your friend and you stood up for them and now everyone is taking your side. There's rumors about you being easy, but you embrace your sexuality and aren't easily shamed. You have a very public fight with someone you care for, and this isn't the first time. The only drama you have is because of the other people in your life. It really has nothing to do with you.
I'm between the someone was being an asshole to your friend and then the only drama you have is because of other people.
Yeah. I'm going to do the only drama you have is other people.
I'm going to do somebody who's being an asshole to your friend because I am the friend that, like, I pop off quick if, like, I feel like there's something going on with somebody else. Oh, this one's deep.
What's your relationship with your parents like? I'm definitely the favorite child. Non-existent, someone else raised me, and I'm thankful for that. It's normal, you know, some ups and downs, but parents are people too. Not a very parent-like relationship, more like two people who know me. We don't have to give our... We don't have to publicly say our answer for this one if you don't want to.
Yeah, I'm gonna not publicly say, but I'm gonna pick...
It's just your typical Tuesday and you decide you want a new car. What are you driving off relatable. The lot with? Mm-hmm. An all-black Mercedes G-Wagon. Drive. I prefer to walk or a town car if I must. Something fast and sporty but not too flashy, just a little flashy. As long as it's running and can get me where I need to go, I don't really care about cars. Like,
I would say a G-Wagon.
I do want the G-Wagon. Which quote from MPU gives you the most feels?
I know your freckles too. In another life, I reckon I could have loved you. Give me a second. He laughs, and for some reason, it sounds like I'm ringing the doorbell of the home I grew up in. That's the one Sarah's going to pick. Sitting next to him saying nothing feels like taking off a corset, a great undoing, if you will, and he will in every way.
Oh, just kidding. Okay, did you pick one? I know which one you picked.
Yeah, because it's obvious.
Yeah, okay, I picked mine. What's your greatest fear? Oh, okay. That everyone I love will die. That people I love won't be okay. That I'm fundamentally unwantable and abandonable. That I've missed my shot and now it's too late. I gotta go with the first one.
I'll go with the third one. The first one is also... The second one is like a big one, but... Oh, okay. What's your go-to brand? Just simple. What are we always wearing?
There's Chloe Saint Laurent. I want to say them with that accent. But no. Miu Miu, Marnie, and Balmain. I think I'm going to go with Cole. No, I'm going to go with Miu Miu.
Then I would go with Balmain.
A night out, what are you drinking? A margarita, champagne, a good red, orange wine, or water? I'm going to pick orange wine.
I'm going to pick water because I have never drank any of those.
In a romantic partner, what matters to you most? That both get to be yourselves in the relationship, that you get along with one another's family, that they're emotionally well-regulated and responsible, loyalty. The first one.
Yeah, I don't really care about the family thing. Yeah, I'll pick the first one, too.
All right, you're having a quiet night in. What are you putting on the TV? Euphoria, Bake Off, Love Island, or Friends? Oh, Love Island.
Friends, 100%. Oh my gosh, who did you get?
I got Bridget.
I got Magnolia.
No way. Queen.
Oh my gosh. Aww. Now we're going to take the boyfriend one?
Yeah, let's do that one. One is crucial for the both of us. Three words to describe your dream man's personality. Charismatic, cheeky and kind, steady, protective and sweet, life of the party, funny and dominant, sarcastic, trustworthy and loyal, powerful, selfless and protective, strong, stoic and passionate. I need to think about these words.
Man, charismatic, cheeky, and kind really sticks out to me, but so does steady, protective, and sweet. But then again, I feel like I don't need somebody to be protective of me because I'm very protective of myself. I'll say charismatic, cheeky, and kind.
I don't know which one I want to pick. Now these words are like not wording in my head. I did the same one. You and your boyfriend are headed out for a date. What is he wearing? Okay. Well, not Birkenstock slides. Yeah, I don't like that striped t-shirt. I think I'm just going to do the t-shirt and jeans.
I hate the Birkenstocks in the first outfit, but I'm going to pick that one because it's just plain.
What is your boyfriend's dream date? Taking you shopping to get you whatever you want. Seeing you happy makes him happy and no expense will be spared. Going out with you, showing off how much I love you with some mild PDA, and then going home to cuddle in bed while we watch our favorite show. These are long.
I know.
Something laid back, but with every little detail thought out ahead of time to make it the most special for you. Picking you up at your doorstep with a bouquet of flowers and letting you choose where we go and what we do. Taking you to the VIP section of my newest club and making sure you experience why the bartender was named best bartender in London. Closing out your favorite spot, museum, restaurant, store, and ensuring all attention is on you as you're waited on hand and foot. Then afterwards, we head back to his place for extracurricular activities. Something like that.
Pick the third one. Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking too, like, I don't need to be the attention. I don't need that.
Yeah. Your boyfriend got into a fight. What was it about? Your dad did something uncalled for and he couldn't help but step in. It was his best friend over you, but he got over it quickly. Someone looked at you too long and then made an obscene comment. Someone disrespects your best friend, and to him, that's just as bad as disrespecting you. He didn't start the fight, but he did finish it. I don't even remember what it was about, and neither does he. Someone got on his nerves, and he was tired of them running their mouth.
I'll say he didn't start the fight.
Yeah, maybe I'll do someone disrespects your friend. That's just as bad. You and your boyfriend are sitting at the bar waiting for your friends. What does he order to drink?
Say top shelf scotch.
All right, I'm going to go an old fashioned. Your boyfriend just bought a new place. Which one most closely resembles it? I picked the dark one. Something he does that makes you go weak in the knees. Silently nods to let someone know they're in his seat. The way he looks at you is enough to drop your panties. When he smiles at you in a crowded room, that alone gets you going. His steadiness and kindness in moments of stress. Seeing him use his authority to get stuff done. His hand on the small of your back as he leads you into a room. Our secret moments in a crowded room. When he smiles at you in a crowded room.
I'll say the last one. Because I love in a book when it's like he puts his hand on her back. I don't know why I'm always like imagining it, and it seems like something elegant to do.
Okay. What is your boyfriend's core fear? That he's not needed, that he won't be chosen, that he won't maintain the family legacy, that he'll lose the ones he cares about, that he'll be seen as weak, that he'll never fall in love with someone who's available to me. I don't know.
I'll just say that he'll be seen as weak.
I don't know. I'll just do that. He'll lose the ones he cares about. Maybe that one. Your boyfriend's go-to brand. Stone Island, probably. Don't care for the brand as long as it's black. Lately, Palm. I don't know what any of these are.
Me either.
Okay. I'm going for don't care as long as it's black. That was the last one.
Oh, okay. I'm picking, I don't know, a random one. I literally got Jonah.
I got Christian. The silence speaks volumes.
The silence is, no, like truly, when they say silence speaks volumes, it's right here.
I kind of wish I got Henry. Anyway.
I'm literally going on TikTok right now.
Yeah, that's about time. Where's Charlie with our cue?
I know, she's sleeping today. She's out on the, I think this is her nap.
Good time. For her.
We don't record this early.
Yeah, we usually record hours after this. Yeah,
she's sleeping. But
what time is it? It's lunchtime. I know that for sure.
I know, that's what I've been thinking about. I'm like, it's lunchtime. I need to go down and get my lunch. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of the pod. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that happened in the past week news-wise for us to chat about. So
yeah,
just a word to everybody in the social media atmosphere, keep that coming. We would love more material to speak about so that you guys keep on coming back and keep on rating the podcast 5 stars, keep on following the YouTube, podcast, Instagram, our Instagrams, our YouTubes, our TikToks, whatever you want, truly. And we hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.